Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss
Even when he's
today.
Gone, he has to include
but
himself.
But please welcome in place of the committee...
My God.
Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
Oh, it's me.
That's you. Let's go.
That's me. It's my time to bring some of my thoughts that I have gathered over the last couple weeks. Whenever I'm called.
They've been troubling it to
you know,
us, too.
It's not an often call, but it's often enough. Am I Wrong? Thank you for having me once again, Chadley.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you.
You.
Yeah.
Am I Wrong?
Yeah.
For watching Big Cats 24/7. On my new PBS account for tips on feline conflict resolution.
How much are you really watching it?
A few episodes so far. I figured if the big cats can find a way to live with one another, maybe the cats in my house can
You're
find
wrong.
A way to
You're
live
You're wrong.
With-
They're
Why?
Not. I mean, come on. The lions and tigers are like the little tabby. You have at your house?
You don't know what kind of power I'm working with. We call her the big mama. Her name's Halsey.
Oh, no, what, after who you're going to see?
After my favorite singer, correct.
Say Big Mama that way again.
Big Mama.
Okay, is your cat fat? Is that what you're saying?
There seems to be a theme with animals that are under my name tend to end up overweight. There's only one common denominator.
That's not good.
I know!
You're a bad pet owner. Am I wrong?
I mean, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
No, you're wrong. It's just that you can't see. Oh, there's the tiger challenging the zebra. And the tiger has won. So guess what? Now I can talk to my little kitty cat about getting along with the kitty cat next door.
Haven't you heard about the excess males in the lion population? Once they reach a certain age, they get sent out into the Sahara to go do stuff. I don't care what you're doing as long as you're not messing things up at home.
So is that what you're going to do when your cat causes trouble? Open up the door and say, hey, go figure yourself out and come back in a couple weeks.
So, that happened to our neighbor, actually. We had a random cat run up to the screen door the other morning and go, huh! Right at us with another cat. And now we're dealing with the repercussions of that.
These cats are very vocal.
I know. It's three straight months of this.
In your neighborhood. They're not shy.
No. All right. Well, that's good to know. I probably shouldn't do the big cats 24/7.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
All right. This is about a home investment. Am I wrong for seriously considering an anthropology rock for my new home? Now, a few details. I need good energy in the house due to the cat merger, as you've already mentioned. And I've heard amazing things about this line of rocks that they've come out with. The lowest price starts at $200. And each one is unique and comes from the earth. So am I wrong for potentially investing in an anthropology rock?
Carla, when we lived together, what did she had like it? Was it a salt rock?
A Himalayan salt rock? I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. We had like, I swear to God, there was like 80 of them around the house at one point.
There's this one that's about $400 that really is hard for me to say no to. And it's just kind of sitting in the cart. You know, when you just let it live in the cart without making a decision.
$400 rock?
It's about good energy, though, Chad. We'll try anything. Yeah, we're desperate.
Maybe stop feeding the cat eight meals a day. day.
And she's down to four.
Okay. And the energy will be a little better in the house. And
yeah.
The kitty litter won't be full constantly because the cat's pooping so much.
That's true. It could be a poop rock.
Listen, if you believe and you and your partner believe it brings you energy, you do you. You do you. Whatever you think makes life better, I don't need to approve it. So go ahead. You're not wrong on that one.
Oh, well, I'm shocked by this, Chad. Thank you so much for your support. This is going to be great. I think my house is going to be in a much better
place.
I'm not
buying a rock myself, but...
But these are special rocks, Chad.
Okay.
These are farmed.
The store told you they were
special. Farmed in Vegas. I had my own rock collection. They were free range.
The store that's charging you $400 told you they were special.
They're special, okay. Chad. They've been blessed. They've been on journeys, adventures.
Pope Leo was with one of the rocks.
You never, this is straight out of the Mississippi River from Chicago. I don't know if that's the right river. Yeah. Don't ask me about geography.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. I saw a movie earlier this week. I don't know if you're familiar with the film Him, but am I wrong that the movie Him should be a required watch for all aspiring collegiate athletes with, of course, viewer discretion advised?
Why am I blanking on Him?
So it just came out. It's one of Jordan Peele's new movies, which deals with that horror element. The IMDb description is, quote, a young athlete descends into a world of terror when he's invited to train with a legendary champion whose charisma curdles into something darker. It's got Marlon Wayans, it's got Tyreek Withers, it's got Julia Fox in it, and it's a commentary about the cost and brutality of professional football and the pursuit of greatness. I so enjoyed the film. Very brutal.
Okay, as a former college athlete yourself. Correct. So it resonated a little bit more.
It did. It resonated more with the self that covered the NFL and just kind of what I saw the in between the scenes. Because I know we love to pedestalize these people. They make millions of dollars. They have a lot of blessings on their life, but it comes at a cost.
Yeah. No. I mean, listen, Jordan Peele and his track record is borderline flawless in this area. He's on a great run. I have not had a chance to see it yet. You've now intrigued me. So. Should it be required? I don't know if it has to be required, but the greater awareness, I mean, we talked about the story a couple months ago from ESPN about the stalking that was going on.
Mm.
And then there was another story about professional athletes who were stalked. So we think about it with younger individuals, high school and college, it doesn't end, right? So if you can see something where you can identify potentially with what's maybe going on in real life, and it's really well done, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that piece of entertainment. Let's pause.
Sweet.
Jason will join the mix also with a little bit of Am I Wrong? Do not forget, because we will be listening in the car on the way for bowling with the West Metro Warriors today, Q's Friday Bowling League. We will be listening to Card to Sharks when it comes your way. At about 4:10 with Jason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I wrong? Jason's shirt might be unbuttoned too far. Taylor and Lindsay, am I wrong? No, I think it's fine now after further consideration. I think wait a second. Did you just button one up just at the last moment?
I did not. But I was asking myself this same question earlier today.
Okay.
But when I button it up.
Yeah, that's too much.
It's a little too formal. It doesn't go with the linen pants I'm wearing.
Okay, Taylor,
Jason's
thoughts?
Jason's a casual guy. It's a casual style. Let him roll with it.
What where it gets tricky is if I hang my reading glasses in there, which is
that's
like,
and then it's like that we're dragging.
Yeah, that's
dragging,
what was going
deep,
on.
Deep V. By the way, you can see what this looks like yourself on the YouTube stream.
Yeah,
coming up in minutes.
Skyrocketing,
huge,
Lindsay. I now, in hindsight, think he has the proper button.
All right, thank you.
So you're retracting.
It's a fair question. I was asking myself the same question.
Yeah.
Do you feel secure? That's how I determine how many
Does
buttons I'm
going to go. Jason DeRusha feel secure?
Like if, maybe I got to go one more button up and it makes
more.
You feel good.
I
could go
don't
one
know
more.
A more secure person I've ever met in the entirety of my life who's more comfortable in his own skin.
I was on a podcast the other day defending egotism.
Of course you were.
My God.
Of course you were. All right, let's go. Am I wrong? Even Taylor.
It's a full family affair here. Yeah. Am I wrong think that the world would be a happier place if they just went to the Renaissance Festival and figured out their medieval persona?
Well, I just had a text in. I'm at the Renaissance Festival. Not a single Republican here. I'm so happy. And I said, how do you know? I mean, is everybody labeled by the political party?
I was walking around last week. I'm like, why can't the world just be this? Like, it's so nice. It's so together. The communal sense. Everybody's got their, like.
I find you more bizarre by the moment.
We're going to cut that
out. Am I wrong? Jason DeRusha.
No. I'm not going to lie.
Am I wrong?
I love the Renaissance.
Yeah. Yes, we're going next year.
I'm on that page.
What's your persona? Do you have a costume? Do you have an idea yet?
I just wear like a long skirt, maybe a crown.
Get some flow going.
We're good to go. I'm not going beyond that.
Okay.
I was at a coffee shop last Saturday in Northeast Minneapolis, and all these couples,
truly
walk in Renfest costume.
Yeah.
I had a period in life where, as a father, I was concerned that my son, Seth, was going to become one of those grown-up Renfest.
A LARP master.
And honestly, it's still like it's up for grabs.
Jason, there's nothing wrong with going to the Renaissance.
They're great people.
No father wants that.
Do we have, is the Renaissance Festival spending any money on us right now? Do we know?
Not yet. Next year, hopefully they are.
I don't think so.
I was like, good, I can give my full opinion. It's overrated.
How dare you?
I don't need people screaming at me, you know? Mm. I do that enough here.
It was fun with the kids. Like back when taking the kids, it was fun.
We've grown up. Lindsay hasn't. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'll never grow up.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm going to get a custom blade before you know it. I seen a little purple. It's a miracle I didn't walk out with a sword or something.
Are you pro mead also?
I'm not a mead person. I went with the Diet Mountain Dew as all celebratory.
That's where we disagree. I'm a mead.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a huge drinker. I'm not a huge drinker. Scary movies aren't so bad as long as you watch a palate cleanser before bed.
Disagree.
Like what?
You just live with it?
Like what? Three's
I'm
Company?
Not watching, I mean, I'm not watching them in general.
What's the palate cleanser?
I mean, Shark Tale. I put that on the other night after watching Sinners. Watch Shark Tale. You watch Prince of Egypt. Great soundtrack. You just got to have a little song and dance before you go to bed.
Give us a little example of song and dance.
Solid Gold. That's from Gold. Remember Austin Powers 3? Solid Gold. Remember Beyonce? It was a great film.
More bizarre
it's gold. It's gold. It's gold. It's gold. It's solid gold, baby.
Is Cook here today?
I think it's nice that
I could send him home. Because what do you think she'll be in the
just
fifth
crack hour? A mic lens and go off.
I think it's great that we open the airwaves to all different types of people here.
Yes.
You know? I think that's nice.
I think it's very nice. It's interesting when one comes and produces the show with two ankle bracelets on. And I didn't ask what they were, but now I'm a little bit more
concerned. Like an ankle bracelet.
Okay.
I'm an ankle guy.
On that note,
yeah.
Jason preferring
big ankle,
bracelet.
Guy.
We got to go.
Too bad.
Little Canopy coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.